Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Reading from Bhagavad Gita as it is, by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, Founder Acharya of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, Chapter number 11, The Universal Form, Text number 4. Please repeat. Manyase yadi tat shakyam maya drashtum iti prabho yoga ishvara tataha me tvam darshaya admanam avyayam manyase yadi tachakyam maya drashtum iti prabho Yogeshvara tato me tvam darsayatmanam avyayam manyase yaritak chakyam maya drashtum iti prabho Yogeshvara tato me tvam darsayatmanam avyayam Manyase yaritachyagyam mayadrashtum iti prabho Yogeshvara tato me tvam darsayatmanam avyayam Manyase yaritak chakyam mayadrashtum iti prabho Yogeshvara tato me tvam darsayatmanam avyayam Manyase yaritak chakyam Maya drashtum iti prabho Yogeshvara tato me tvam darshayatmanam avyayam Please repeat. Manyase you think yadi if tat that Shakyam is able Maya by me Drashtum to be seen Iti thus Prabho O Lord Yoga Ishvara O Lord of all mystic power Tataha then May Unto me, tvam you, darshaya, show, admanam, yourself, avyayam, eternal. Translation, if you think that I am able to behold your cosmic form, O my Lord, O master of all mystic power, then kindly show me that unlimited universal self. Purport. It is said that one can neither see, hear, understand, nor perceive the Supreme Lord Krishna by the material senses. But if one is engaged in loving transcendental service to the Lord from the beginning, then one can see the Lord by revelation. Every living entity is only a spiritual spark. Therefore, it is not possible to see or to understand the Supreme Lord. Arjuna, as a devotee, does not depend on his speculative strength. Rather, he admits his limitations as a living entity and acknowledges Krishna's inestimable position. Arjuna could understand that for a living entity, it is not possible to understand the unlimited infinite. If the infinite reveals himself, then it is possible to understand the nature of the infinite by the grace of the infinite. The word Yogeshvara is also very significant here, because the Lord has inconceivable power. If he likes, he can reveal himself by his grace, although he is unlimited. Therefore, Arjuna pleads for the inconceivable grace of Krishna. He does not give Krishna orders. Krishna is not obliged to reveal himself unless one surrenders fully in Krishna consciousness and engages in devotional service. Thus, it is not possible for persons who depend on the strength of their mental speculations to see Krishna. Om Agyanati Mirandasya Gananjana Salakaya Chakshur Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svaparantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yuta Parakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupang Sagrajatam Sagana Raghunatang Vitang Tang Sajivang Sadvaitang Savadutang Parijana Saitang Krishna Chaitanya Devang Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sagana Lalita Sri Vishakan Vitangscha Hey Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopisha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gorangi Radhe Vrindavanishwari Rishabhanu Sutadevi Pranamami Haripriye Vanchakalpa Trubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhyevacha Patitanang Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaura Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Manjase yaditachakyam mayadrastumiti prabho yogeshvara tato me tvang darsi atmanam avyayam. I was just thinking we can also say one more verse, like auspicious invocation. It's a very special verse. I'll have to look it up because I don't know about it. Because we have to become Krishna conscious, and in this temple we have to become Gopinath conscious, right? So there is this very special verse. It's part of the it's called Mangalacharam, and it's called the Prayojan Adi Deva Pranam. Vishwambar is always talking about this. You have the Sambandha Diti, the Abhideya Diti, and the Prayojan Diti. So Sambandha, that is Radha Madan Mohan. This is our yes, Sambandha relationship. And then Abhideya, this is Govinda. This is like service. Govinda is serving the cows. Radha Madan Mohan is he's attracting the mind of Cupid, Radha Madan Mohan. Because Cupid is always stopping us from surrendering to Krishna. This is actually the main thing, is sex. This is really what's stopping us. In the spiritual world, it's called Adi Ras, the original Ras. Yeah, so our whole material world actually is based on sex life. So that we first have to overcome, and then we can really start serving Krishna Govinda. And then we are here in a very elevated temple. It's called the Prayojan Diti. in this pranama that is called Prayojan Adi Deva Pranam. This is like the goal. It's the ultimate. There's nothing higher than Gopinath. So the mantra goes like this. Sriman Rasa Rasa Rambi Vangsi Vat Tathashtitaha Karjan Venu Svanar Gopir Gopinatha Shriyestunaha. It's a very nice translation. I'll read it to you. Sri Srila Gopinath, who originated the transcendental mellow of the Rasa dance, stands on the shore in Vangsivat and attracts the attention of the coward damsels with the sound of his celebrated flute. May they all confer upon us their benediction. There's actually another translation. I don't know if we have it here. Let me just check. Because there's... It's not that their one is better than the other, but I like this the other one. This one was also nice. I never read that actually. So Prabhupada Pranati, Bhaktisiddhanta Pranati, Vaishnava Pranam, and then we get Krishna Pranam, Hey Krishna Karuna Sindhu, then we get the Sambandha, Abhideya, and Prayojan. Oh, it's the same here. Anyway, I remembered it different. You know, I remembered like, may he protect us, something like that. But confer his benediction is the same. So Rupa Goswami is also saying that if you want to get rid, I mean, if you want to still, he actually, it's very poetic, he turns it around. He says, if you still want to enjoy material life and you want to have material friends, then don't go to Vamsivat. Because, you know, in Vamsivat there's Govinda, and if you see him, then your material life will be finished. So that is Gopinath. He's standing on the shore of Vangsivat with the sound of his celebrated flute. By the flute, he attracts actually the gopis. The gopis, they are in Vrindavan, and then he plays the flute, and then they drop everything. Just by the sound, they're like, oh, it's Krishna in the forest. So this is the perfection of life. We should also come to that stage. This is what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught us, that we should follow in the footsteps of the gopis. Mahajano yena gatasa panta. Should follow in the footsteps of the great Mahajans, like Bhishma and Sukadeva Goswami. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went even a step further. He said the highest is the gopis. Should actually follow in the footsteps of the gopis. Like we sing every morning, E nivedana daro saki ranugata koro. Let me become a saki. Seva adi koro dije koro nichadasi. Let me become a nichadasi, eternal servant, female servant. Dasi means female servant. And that mood is because it sounds a little bit material, you know, Krishna and the gopis. So, but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is a sannyasi, very staunch sannyasi actually. So he taught us that the gopis, they have really no desire except to serve Krishna. So it is nothing to do with the mundane sex desire, because that is selfish. So the desire for the gopis is just to serve Krishna. This is the highest level. Like Krishna, you remember that story that he had a headache and nobody wanted to help him. Krishna said, I just need some lotus dust. And everybody was saying, no, I cannot give it to Krishna. I will go to hell. Krishna is so advanced, you know. You remember that? And the gopi said, okay, we can give it to you, Narada Muni. But Narada Muni said, but you will go to hell. Yes, we go to hell, but we cannot have Krishna having a headache. So this is the highest level, you know. Okay. Anyway, it's a very nice verse. I think we should say it more often. I will say it one more time, just so you remember it. Sriman Rasa Rasa Rambi Vangsivat Tathastitaha Karshan Venu Svaner Gopir Gopinatha Striyestunaha. Srila Gopinath, who originated the transcendental mellow of the Rasa dance, stands on the shore in Vangsivat and attracts the attention of the coward damsels with the sound of his celebrated flute. May they all confer upon us their benediction. Jai. Sri Sri Radha Gopinath Ki Jai. So now, something a little bit different, we go to the universal form. Arjuna is saying, if you think that I am able to behold your cosmic form, O my Lord, O master of all mystic power, then kindly show me that unlimited universal self. So yesterday, Shyamasundara Prabhu, he gave a very nice class, and he explained that this universal self, as Arjuna calls it here, unlimited universal self, he says is also I think he called it the Kala Rupa, I forgot exactly, but the point is that he quoted that verse, Kalos me, I am time, all devouring death, Krishna says. So it is that form, Shyamasundara said. I never heard it before. I thought it was very interesting. Because it sometimes is referred to as a material form, and time, in one sense, it is Krishna, and at the same time, you have only, you have time in the spiritual world, but you don't have the time factor. There's sequence. There's one moment, and then the next. It's not like the Mayavadi say, it's just all, it's not like that. There's sequence, so there's time. It's just there's no time factor. If you build a house there, it just stays there eternally, unless somebody breaks it down. There's no, there's wind, but it doesn't break. Like here, the wind, it just destroys buildings, or in the rain and the hail. So there, that doesn't happen. So time is actually only in the material world. Time factor. So in that sense, you could say that time is material. And this form also is mentioned that it is actually a material form. At the same time, and that is why Arjuna is asking the question, it's a very special form. I mean, you can see the picture. I don't know if it's here. And that was also explained this morning in the class, about incarnations, that, who can show such a form, Here it is. This picture. It's, you can see it's all kinds of big forms. One has a beard, another one has a mustache, another one has flames coming out of it, of swords. It's very like we were hearing today from Prabhu. You can here also see some waves, that there's as many incarnations and forms of Krishna as there are waves in a river or waves in the ocean. So it's just unlimited. Prabhupada says, it is said that one can neither see, hear, understand, nor perceive the Supreme Lord, Krishna, by the material senses. Do you know the Sanskrit, Bhakta Mark? From Rupa Goswami, that verse, that you need purified senses. You remember that in Nectar of Devotion? There's a verse like that. Maybe you know? Right, at least you know what I mean. That is good. Anyway, there is a verse like that, no? That that you need spiritual senses to see God. You cannot do it with the material senses. And Prabhupada says, because he says, it is said, right? So I think, again, if things are not clear, you can make an interpretation. I think he talks about Rupa Goswami here. Because if you study these purports, almost every sentence is Shastra. There's just a few sentences when Prabhupada gives an example that he sometimes makes his own examples just to help us about airplanes and about cars, like that, He says it in his own words. He studied us. He said when Prabhupada came to New York, he would take the subway. Remember that? He was all alone. There was nobody there, and he would just take the subway to the center, and he would just observe people. Prabhupada said like that. He was studying because he only knew India, and he is from 1899, right? Or what is it? 1890? 1896, of course. 1896. So it's another century. So for Prabhupada, the West was like a whole thing, new thing. So he actually studied the Western mind. So sometimes Prabhupada would give Western examples. So, but generally, every sentence is Shastra. And this sentence, I think that This is that verse from Rupa Goswami, because he says, it is said. Usually says in that Purana or in the Bhagavatam, but here he just kind of keeps it light, it is said. And then he says, if one is engaged in loving transcendental service to the Lord from the beginning, then one can see the Lord by revelation. So which verse is that? Tadhami buddhi yogam tam. No? If you serve Krishna, then he will give intelligence from within. Right? He will reveal that is 10-10. Right? The Chaturshloki, most important. Maybe one of the most important verses, actually, of our whole philosophy. That if you serve Krishna, then you'll get the knowledge. This is a very... I talked about it last time, that devotional service is a very unique thing. You know? If you want, we can just quickly look at it. Because I see devotees there very... 10-10, if I remember correctly. Yeah, tesam satata yuktanam. You have to sata yukta. You have to all the time engage. Bhajatam priti purvakam, with love, full of love. Prabhupada translates here in loving ecstasy. Bhajatam. Bhaja means service. Dadhami buddhi yogam tam. I will give the intelligent. Yenamam upyantita, by which they can come to me. Huh? Seva mukha hi jivado. Yes, that one. Well, maybe not actually. It starts from the tongue, right? Seva mukha hi jivado. Adas purati. I think it's another verse actually. Maybe not. We have to look it up. But that's a good guess. Maybe that is the verse. I think it was another verse, actually. Maybe not. Maybe that is the verse, right? Because he says that and then he becomes spiritualized, no? Starts with the tongue. Okay, anyway, that's good. Yes. So I'm just proving my point that the second sentence also is Shastra. It's based on Bhagavad Gita. If one is engaged in loving transcendental service to the Lord from the beginning, then one can see the Lord by revelation. Is that what Krishna says here? Bhajatam priti purvakam. Full on loving ecstasy, bhajat, you serve me. That's what Prabhupada says here. Loving transcendental service. That is that. Bhajatam priti purvakam. One can see the Lord by revelation. Dadhami buddhi yogam tam. He will give the intelligence. Every living entity is only a spiritual spark. That's also Bhagavad Gita. What is it? The living entities are tiny sparks. Mam evangso, right? Jiva loke, tiny sparks. This is all Bhagavad Gita. Every living entity is only a spiritual spark. Therefore, it is not possible to see or to understand the Supreme Lord. Arjuna, as a devotee, does not depend on his speculative strength. Rather, he admits his limitations as a living entity and acknowledges Krishna in inestimable position. Yeah, so the point that Prabhupada makes here is that, of course, it is possible to see Krishna. It's not possible by our own power. We cannot force Krishna. We are just small. We are basically in darkness. It's like we're tiny, tiny, tiny. So in that sense, we cannot see or understand the Supreme Lord. But by the mercy of the Lord, by him revealing himself, we can do it. So Prabhupada says he admits his limitations. So indirectly here, Prabhupada is criticizing the Mayavadis. He's saying Arjuna does not depend on his speculative strength. Or you could say the Gyanis, you know. I mean, real Gyanis are nice, you know. But, you know, Gyanis can also, it can also be referring to Mayavadis. But even Gyanis, it's... might be nice, but who wants to be nice, you know? You want to be perfect. You want to be first class. So we want to be first class. We don't want to be just nice. We want to be, you know, in total bliss. So Arjuna does not depend on his speculative strength. Rather, he admits his limitations as a living entity and acknowledges Krishna's inestimable position. So you cannot estimate Krishna's position. Arjuna could understand that for a living entity it is not possible to understand the unlimited infinite. So that we discussed the other day, you were asking this question. It's not possible. We have to understand it. Arjuna could understand it, so we also have to understand it. It's not possible to understand the unlimited infinite. We are limited, so we cannot understand the unlimited. We are finite, we cannot understand the infinite. If the infinite or infinite reveals himself, then it is possible to understand the nature of the infinite by the grace of the infinite. Janmakarmatsme divyam evam yaveti tatvataha. So we have to know Krishna, but the dhami buddhi yogam tam. It has to be given by Krishna. This is what the Christians are always saying. You need the mercy of God. So that is true. Yet Prabhupada, he quotes this English proverb, God helps those who help themselves. So you cannot just, like sometimes we have this verse, Sangsara Dhava Nalalida Loka Tranaya Karuna Gana Ganatvang. Sangsara Dhava Nalalida Loka Praptasha Kalyana Gunarna Vasha. He has all these qualities. Ganaganatvam is like a rain cloud. So the mercy of the spiritual master is like a rain cloud. So similarly, if you are a farmer, you cannot just sit down in front of your house and expect that when the rain comes, which is like the example of mercy, that things will start growing. No, you go and you plow the land, you put in the seeds, and then you pray. Because without rain, you're hopeless. You're finished. Every farmer knows it. There's no hope. You need rain. So you do everything you can possible, and then you pray for the rain. And that is the mercy of God. So we try everything to prepare ourselves. This is actually the mode of goodness. We try to come to the mode of goodness, and then if we are sincere, that is actually the main factor. Then Krishna, he will reveal himself. But we have to be sincere. So, and the work is the mode of goodness. And that was also explained by one devotee. I forgot who said it. I think it was Shamananda. He said, this whole sadhana, it automatically will put you in mode of goodness. You just come to Mangal Artik, or come to Gaur Artik, and automatically you are in the mode of goodness. But it's difficult, especially to do it every day, you know. And you have to also make choices. You know, like you have been Grihastha, but now you're here. You made the choice. I'm going to go here. And now you can come every day to Gaur Arti. It's not difficult, right? It's very close by. You just have to walk a few stairs and that's it. So, but you made a choice. You came here. So you have to make a choice. Then it becomes easier. Like, you know, you're a brahmachari. There's a choice. It's not easy. I always say, yeah, brahmachari is very nice life. You just have to give up one little thing. Sex life. It's very difficult. So if you give up that one so-called little thing, then you have a very easy life. Very simple, you know. And it becomes very easy to come to the program. And it becomes very easy to come to the mode of goodness. So if we do that, then, you know, we can expect the mercy. We can also expect it, you know. We cannot demand it, but we can expect it in the sense that we trust Prabhupada, and we trust Krishna, that if we are sincerely serving, that at some stage he will give it. Like, what comes to mind is this one devotee. I don't know exactly what happened before. He was waiting outside of the door of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you know. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told him, who is there? And I think he did something wrong or something. He said, tell him to wait. And then he heard that it was that person. And then he said, oh, that person. Tell him I will not see him. I will see him maybe in, I don't know, what did he say? 1 million lifetimes? Something like that. Or, I don't know, 1,000, but it was a huge number of lives. And this devotee, he heard that news, and he became in total ecstasy. He said, how are you? Oh, 1,000 or 1 million lifetimes, and I get to see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Oh, I'm so lucky. So he was totally determined that I only have to wait 1 million lifetimes. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he heard the reaction. He said, okay, let them in. Let them in. And then he got the darshan of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And another secret, which also comes to mind, is Lord Brahma. Lord Brahma, he I don't know exactly the story. Maybe he was called or something. Anyway, some other, he was going to Vaikuntha. You know, Krishna invited him. Or he came by himself. I don't know exactly. But, you know, there's many gates there, it's explained. And in every gate, there's guards. You know, I mean, Krishna doesn't really need guards, but still, he likes to have guards, you know. So these guards, they were asking, who are you? And he said, I'm Lord Brahma. I'm the, you know, the main guy in the universe. I'm the number one guy, you know. I'm Lord Brahma. Don't you know? And they're like, but there's like billions of universes. Which Brahma are you? And he's like, you know, which Brahma? I'm the Brahma, you know. So then finally he started thinking. And then he said, I'm the father of the four Kumaras. And then they said, and because they asked Krishna, you know. And Krishna said, which Brahma, you know. And then Krishna heard, oh, the father of the four Kumaras. He said, yeah, I know that Brahma. Yeah, let him in. So Brahman explains in the purport that because Brahma referred to himself as the father of the devotee, because they're devotees of Lord Krishna, that's when Krishna let him in. So Prabhupada explains that if you know a devotee, and we know Srila Prabhupada, then it becomes very easy. Like Rupa Manjari, she always says that Prabhupada has the backdoor key of Vaikuntha. So if you know a devotee, then it becomes very easy. And of course, you know, Prabhupada has many disciples. So it would be the intelligent thing to, you know, become a devotee of Prabhupada's devotee. Because we don't know Prabhupada, like, really, you know. We didn't actually meet him, but we have many devotees. They met Srila Prabhupada. Prabhupada, like, I don't know. Let's not call any names. But there's many devotees, and Prabhupada really loves them. So if you become a devotee of that devotee, then it's like almost automatic, because that devotee is going to come in. Because Prabhupada, it's like, he did so much service, he can come. And then this devotee brings friends, and, you know, if you invite a guest, then, and he brings friends, if you're really hospitable, then you allow the friends, you know. So that is the secret of success. Yasya prasadat bhagavat prasadam. You get the mercy of Guru, then you get the mercy of Krishna. So it's very deep. And okay, one question. Yeah, I was wondering about that too. I guess everywhere is different. I don't know exactly. It's unlimited, because it's a whole story about them, you know. They wanted to be brahmachari. They didn't want to get married, and Brahma got angry, and they came to the gate, and then they were like liberated, and they were not allowed in, and then giant Vijay got cursed. So I guess everywhere is different. Yeah, like you also have children, no? So they're unique. They're your children. You're always the mother of your children. So it's unique, and every child is different. So also with Lord Brahma, he has his children, and they're different than other universes. There's other children. But I don't know. I mean, it's like, maybe you have to ask Narada Muni, because he can go from different universes. So you can ask Narada Muni. So thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.
Timirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya